From the central coast of California, across the nation and around the world, bringing you conscious living through positive thinking. It's time to turn the lead in your life into gold. It's Good Vibrations Radio on Radio Monterey.
I love the colorful clothes you wear, and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle moon on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air. I'm picking up her vibrations. She's giving me the excitation.
Hello, I'm Solazar, and welcome to Good Vibrations Radio, Tools for Transformation, right here on Radio Monterey. Now, quantum physics tells us that we are all energy vibrating at different frequencies, and in Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you information that allows you to change the vibrational frequency of your life. We're your source for everyday alchemy, so you can take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. Good Vibrations Radio is made possible through the sponsorship of Magic for Life, bringing you information unfiltered, uncensored by the corporate media. The owner-operator of Radio Monterey, I apologize, bringing you information unfiltered, uncensored by the corporate media. So visit RadioMonterey.com. Take a look at the shows and the hosts, and we keep expanding. We keep broadening. It's amazing to me is how we keep creating this greater shift of more information that corporate media is not sharing with us. So when you go to RadioMonterey.com, you're getting information that helps you be more informed about the choices you're making in your life. Please do visit. In addition, Magic for Life is also the owner-operator of the Rota Psychic Fair. And the Rota Fair is coming back to the Monterey Fairgrounds October 29th and 30th. Boy, the countdown has started. Don't start saying that's far out in the future. It's here. We are in the manifesting cycle of the year, and we have started to move toward the next annual Rota Psychic Fair. It's going to be around Halloween, Samhain, All Saints Day, All Souls Day, the time when the veils between the worlds are thinnest, which means it's time to have fun. Come in costume. Come as who you were. Come as who you might become. Come as who you are. But any way you do it, make sure you come to the Rota Psychic Fair October 29th and 30th at the Monterey Fairgrounds. Well, we have made it to July. As I mentioned already, we are in the manifesting period of the year when what we spent our time on the first 6 months of the year creating our intentions, creating our desires, creating our goals, our directions, our visions, now we're in the period of the year when we start bringing forward that which we have been creating. This is a powerful time, and this July is an extraordinarily powerful month. I'm going to touch on some of that a little later when we get into the Go With The Flow with Kirilani. And I'm also going to touch after that segment a little bit more of the astrology for tomorrow and Thursday. Now, we've changed our schedule with Good Vibrations Radio, and if you're listening, you probably already know that. We're now broadcasting Tuesday through Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Time. It's important to remember that Tuesdays, we're going to have our Go With The Flow segment with Kirilani, and on Thursdays, we're going to have our other segments, such as Spirit Talk with Israel Hurtado, or Divine Guidance with Stephen Heckhouse, or Speaking of Listening with Arnie Buss, or Your Lucky Stars with Joyce Day Muse. So keep in mind that we're going to still have those segments. We'll be interspersing various interviews with other guidance, with other guides and teachers as we go along as well. But that's when we're broadcasting now, Tuesday through Friday, 5 to 6 p.m. Tuesdays and Thursdays are our live shows. Replayed on Wednesday is the Tuesday show. Replayed on Friday is the Thursday show. So we do hope you'll listen. Now, at some point, we may expand that schedule to have the four live shows, But for right now, this is where we're going as we start broadening out to other networks as well. Well, as I mentioned, we're into July, and it is going to be a doozy of a month. And as you know, I like to do some day-by-day with James Allen. Now, James Allen wrote his essay, As a Man Thinketh, in 1903. And in that essay, he wanted to remind us that our present reality is a direct creation of our past thoughts and actions. Just as we said, the first 6 months of the year are our creative cycle. The second 6 months of every year, starting with July, become our manifesting cycle when we bring into reality that which we've intended or created. James Allen wanted us to know that that is the intention of, that is our actual reality at all times. Now, our future is never predetermined by our past thoughts and actions. Our future is only created in the present moment every day. When we awaken up every day, awaken anew, we have the opportunity to create a new future just by changing our thoughts, our beliefs, our attitudes, and our actions. So we always have that opportunity every day. It's never too late. And in Day by Day with James Allen, his words have been carved up into a little segment for each day of the month. And for the fifth day of the month, he tells us, read the right books. People are anxious to improve their circumstances, but are unwilling to improve themselves. They therefore remain bound. There was a wonderful speaker by the name of Charles Tremendous Jones who always said, you'll be the same person 5 years from now that you are right now, except for the people you meet and the books you read. So the question is, what are you doing in your present moment to expand yourself for your future self, for your tomorrow self, for your next week self, for your next month self, for your next year self? As you're going to hear in the Go with the Flow with Kirilani, this year is all about graduating and completing from the previous year's learnings, energies, intentions, routines that we put in place. This year is about absorbing all that and moving beyond. So the question is, read the right books. People are anxious to improve their circumstances, but are unwilling to improve themselves. They therefore remain bound. And yesterday he told us to live in the solution. A person cannot directly choose his circumstances, but he can choose his thoughts, and so indirectly, surely shape his circumstances. So what are you doing to learn, to grow, to expand, to move into the direction you want? You answer that for yourself. You don't owe me an answer, but we owe the answers to ourselves, especially in this year, especially in this month, at this time, right now. I also like to share from the Daily Word, because the Daily Word gives me a daily affirmation I can think about throughout the course of the day to help create that frame of mind. As I've been mentioning for the last several weeks, I've been waking up every day and starting out with that wonderful affirmation provided by Reverend Charlotte Tinker, the channel for Kuan Yin, who told us, thank you for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. I start my day with that. I use it throughout my day. I end my day with that. Thank you for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. And then every day, I share my daily word from the Unity. And today it says, through affirmative prayer, divine order is revealed to me. So when I'm talking about you taking actions or steps or going in a direction of your new self, your new way, or what you want new, if you're unclear what that is for you, just go into the silence. Go into the prayer. Don't beseech, don't beg, don't force. Just go into the prayer and allow your higher self and your intuition to provide you the information and the guidance you need to go forward. And speaking of guidance going forward, Dear Lonnie was unable to be live with us, but just several hours ago, she pre-recorded with me this wonderful Go With The Flow. So let's go to it right now. Kirilani is known as the Bridge of Light. She's an energetic healer and expert in vibrational numerology, palmistry, and tarot. With her background in corporate consulting, leadership, and public service, she's a real-world agent of transformation. She's also an alchemist with essential oils, teas, and color, providing custom essential oil blends and hand-dyed silk scarves to create unique fusion consultations to empower your personal vibrations and bring great insights and transformation. She provides a unique Go With The Flow segment every Tuesday right here on Good Vibrations Radio. So let's welcome Kirilani and Go With The Flow.
Well, thank you, Salazar, and here we are already up to what is going into the second week of July. So we've just had this brilliant 4th of July, which actually was right on the heels of this huge day. So let's see, that would have been Sunday. There was a huge day around focus. And this is what's interesting about this part of the year. We just have started on July 1st the manifesting part of 2016. This is a year that's devoted to cleaning out anything in your life that no longer serves you. And when you are analyzing how that works in your life, you realize that most of those things come back to what is in our mind that no longer serves us. Well, our attitudes, our limiting beliefs, our opinions of ourselves and others that aren't so favorable, the criticism that we have, the things that we tell ourselves that we can't do. And if we look around in our lives and look at the physical manifestations of these mental beliefs and thoughts and systematic actions that we take based on those beliefs, our life experiences, our actual physical manifestations of that, the evidence is all around us. So as we go through this year, yes, it is a year to clean out the garage and get rid of the old clutter and make room for the new. Yes, it's a day to go through the closets and all of that. But those are just metaphors for going through the closets of our mind, going through the actual baggage that we're carrying in our physical bodies because of those mental beliefs, taking the emotional baggage that we might still have in our trunk or in our hearts and just allowing that to go free. Because all these plans, all these plants and seeds and dreams and desires that we have been crafting and nourishing in this first 6 months of the year, in the creative cycle of the year, it's time now for those plans to be put in action. And it's harder to run a sprint. And the rest of this year is a bit of a cross between a series of sprints and a big, long marathon, but it's going very rapidly. And it's hard to run a race carrying ankle weights and carrying a suitcase behind you, right? And that's what all that baggage represents. So we can move more quickly into action. We can move more quickly and seamlessly with the ebb and flow of the energy of the year if we're not carrying all that baggage with us, if we have made space for the new to come in. Because even as we speak, on July 1st, we started getting the beginning of the creative period of going into 2016. So there's this kind of overlap of currents of energy. And if we've made space for the new, more of the new can come in sooner. If we're still dealing with our old clutter, we're still dealing with our old problems, we're still chewing on that bone, that's where our focus is going. So it's interesting that just 3 days in to July, we had this huge portal that allows you to focus your intention, to discipline yourself, to organize yourself, to say, how can I put all these plans and ideas that I have, how can I put them in action to manifest in this incredible energy of this year. So we've got this huge infusion of transformational energy, as well as this focus of completing things, integrating all these things that have come up. And here we had that on the 3rd, and we're still within the portal of that energy because it's a big enough one that you've got days on either side of it where you feel the influence. Then last night you had the new moon, which is always a good time for seeding new plans, new dreams, new courses of action, and getting that initiative started. It's a good time for the beginning of things. So it comes into fruition on the full moon. Well, this moon cycle that we're going into, we just have come off the transformational moon, and we're going into what traditionally had been called the Christ moon, or now the cosmic moon. This is a moon that is about fulfillment of the highest aspects of who we are, of the highest aspects of light and love and truth in the world, of having our life force aligned to those highest principles. So here we go. This is giving us the lineup in July of going, where are you going to focus your energy? If time is going fast, and it seems like everyone I talk to is saying, I wasn't able to get everything done today that I wanted to get done, where are we going to focus our energy? Is it on those things that uplift ourselves in the world? Is it on those things that bring forth more light and love and truth in our lives and in the world? Or is it on other things? That's what this week is asking you, because we're in the physical week of the month, and that physical week really has to do with brass tacks, physical reality. Where are you at now? Where are you trying to go to? What practical, tangible things can you do in this moment to take a step in that direction? And it's all about steps. So where we put our energy, where we put that focus, where we put our actions and our time, that's what we're voting for. So here we have this month that's all about freedom. Yesterday, on July 4th, was a celebration of freedom, of the birth of this country that was based on those principles of freedom and independence and truth and light and liberation. So this 4th of July, it's always good for us to assess in our own lives, what are we willing to liberate ourselves from? Are we truly embracing those freedoms this country was founded on? And what steps can we take to move forward in that direction? So this week had a very powerful start, and it's going to have a very powerful finish, because up on July 8th, which I guess would be Friday, we've got another very powerful day that brings in the power of transformation combined with that knowledge that you are the seed of divine love and light and truth. It's a day that bridges the energy of heaven to earth and earth to heaven, realizing that we are all one, and allows you to use that transformational power to come into a higher state of union. Now, that is a really juicy time to use that, to take all of these plans and dreams and things that you're working on and say, you know, I am going to offer those up to be transform to a higher level, that I will see in my life where are those partnerships, areas of collaboration, areas of synergy, how can I make this a win-win, how can I do it in a new way, give you that infusion of both the creative energy to refine your plans and also the kind of oomph to do it. So very, very powerful week lineup here. Let's see. A couple of other things. We talked last week about the vibrational tools that you can use to tap into this energy, but I want to repeat them because I think it's important that, particularly in a manifesting cycle of the year, these are tools that are at your disposal. And if they help you in any way stay in the proper alignment with the energy, you can utilize all the energy you're expending the most efficiently. So if you're out scuba diving and you get caught in a riptide, you can exhaust yourself trying to fight the current. But if you flow with the energy of the water and allow it eventually to bring you to a point where the current isn't so strong that you can actually swim into shore, that is the safest path. Well, we're in an energetic riptide with the way the rest of this energy of the year is going. The nine energy is almost like water going down a drain, and it's going to go faster and spiral faster, faster, faster. And when we talked at the beginning of the year about the yearly preview, we talked about how you can follow that course of energy with a nine, or you can use the nine almost like a pivot point. I'm not sure what those things are called. It's not a slingshot, but that thing where you have a ball in a thing and you swing it around your head and then eventually you send it flying off in a direction to use the momentum of the spiral to get it going faster and faster and use that to accelerate and get the momentum for it to launch. Well, now...
Slingshot?
What?
A slingshot?
Yeah, that's probably what it's called, slingshot. Okay, so... that's what this year's like. It's asking you at the same time of finishing up all of this old stuff, where is your new direction? Are you pointed in the direction of your dreams so that you can use that momentum to launch yourself into that proper direction? So this month, working with that energy of lemon and cardamom, for the essential oils. Colors are pink and raspberry and sepia. Those help expand. Those help you embrace change. Those help you to approach every situation as an adventure and something that you can learn and grow from. So this five energy that's always in June and July is always very powerful for moving out of the boxes that we've created in our life, for allowing ourselves to expand beyond who we have been before. And that is absolutely essential in a 9 year, because otherwise what you're doing is saying, well, I'm going to sign up for 9 more years of just digging my rut deeper. And most of us, if we look in our life, would say, I don't want to sign up for that. So the way out of the rut is to expand our perception, to expand beyond where we have been, to be willing to approach things in a new way, both physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. So the other interesting and cool part of June and July brings in this energy of heaven on earth. So we talked about... let's see, the 8th being a big day of being the bridge between heaven and earth. But today actually is this wonderful portal of expansion. It's got that, okay, the world is your oyster. What adventure do you want to go on energy? So if you haven't gotten to get out of the house today or out of your office for lunch, you know, at the end of the day, go out and play. Remember what it was like to have those really long summer nights when you were a kid where it felt like if you just kept walking or wandering or playing that it could last forever and you'd never have to go inside. We always had that come home by dark, and at this time of year you had light until, you know, 9:30 at night so you could just go out and play. Tap into that childlike energy, that lightness of being. And use that to say, okay, what is heaven on earth to me? Because that's what we want to vote for an expansion of. That's what we want to vote to have it grow in our life. That's what the kind of adventures we want to go on. What if we quit signing up for more adventures of trauma and drama? What if we quit signing up for more adventures of tragedy and sorrow and loss and limitation? What if we said, I want an increasing expansion of delightful things that are my heaven on earth. And for some people, maybe those things are heaven. But if they're not, what is heaven to you? And today is a good day to put in just a little measure some of that in action. You know, over the weekend I was sitting with some friends and we were just sitting outside. They've built this little casbah that is just a little place of magic. And on one hand you could say, okay, well, you know, it's a platform with a couch in it and a little covering to give you shade. But on this little spot, you have the breezes coming through and you can smell the grasses baking in the sun and you can smell hints of jasmine floating through from now and then. And then the little butterflies may fly through or the dragonflies. And sitting there with friends, talking and laughing, that was this little moment of magic where you say, that's heaven on earth to me. That feeling completely relaxed, that feeling of being with people you love. Whatever it is for you, weave some of that in tonight and this afternoon. And make more of the moments in your life be those moments, because they can either be mundane or they can be magic, all dependent on how we approach them. You know, I think Salazar liked to tell the story about, you know, before enlightenment, you chopped wood and carried water. And after enlightenment, you chop wood and carry water. It's all in the how we approach it. So this last 6 months of the year is all about that. It's in the how you approach it. Because it is this time for action. It's not just a time to dream. But it's a time to say, I trust myself that I can bring those dreams into reality. So that, Salazar, I think, is our go with the flow. But I was going to give the tools for the heaven on earth to play with too, particularly today. So if you want to tap into that energy of heaven on earth, the essential oils for that are ylang-ylang, clary sage, and melaleuca. All three of them, very, very powerful. They're all available through doTERRA, which has some of the purest essential oils that I've found on the planet so far. And almost the ylang-ylang and the clary sage, it's almost intoxicating how wonderful they are. So if you're interested in those, you can go out to, www.mydoterra.com/vibe, V-I-B-E. And the colors you can work with are aquamarine and pumpkin and copper. And so how would you work with these? Well, if I'm going to be meditating, I'll take and put on some of the ylang-ylang or put it in a diffuser. I even have that going sometimes while I'm at work, to say, how can you take, again, those mundane activities and infuse a little bit more magic into them? And the colors, I also will work with those in meditation. Or if you have a situation where you're saying, I would like to uplift this to a higher level, I will visualize those colors swirling around myself and whoever I'm interacting with, and use it as an experiment. Just see what happens for you. But sometimes just being willing to shifts it alone, just right there, because it's back to trying something different, being willing to change, being willing to view things in a different way. So that, Salazar, is, I think, our go with the flow. Do you have any thoughts or questions on that?
Well, while you're still with us, I wanted to touch a little bit on yesterday's new moon so that you and then I'll touch on other things, you know, after. But with the new moon, there were several things happening, starting, of course, on Friday with Venus in Cancer in aspect to sextiling Jupiter and Virgo. And I'll touch more on that later. But I just want to say it was really creating an energy, or like a bed, of it was a good time for self-promotion. It was good energy for, a new job or applying for a new job or promoting yourself or trying something new or even meeting something new. So it was a good time to introduce newness into our life. So we had that opportunity over the weekend leading into yesterday's new moon. So I talked a little bit about it on Thursday. Hopefully people were able to take advantage of that over the weekend. But leading into the new moon in Cancer, we have to remember that when we have a new moon, it goes into the same sign as the sun. And that's what they do. And so we had this double Cancerian energy starting at 4:01 a.m. yesterday, Pacific time. This was a good time to recognize those who are in support of our goals. And we still have that energy going through this week. So we don't have to say, oh, we missed it. I could have done it. But it's our goals in action, not just in words. So many people in our lives are verbally supportive of what we're doing, but who's taking an action to be supportive of us? We want to take a look at that because we're going to need the reliance on those people going forward. That new moon was also in opposition to Pluto. So we have to remember that not only did we have the new moon in Cancer, we have the sun in Cancer, we have Venus in Cancer, and we have Mercury in Cancer. So I'm going to talk about the moon in opposition to Pluto, but all of those are in opposition to Pluto at this time. So the opposition of Pluto, which is in Capricorn, that this transit is an emotionally fulfilling time. It's a time for us to deeply connect in a loving and passionate way to those in our lives. It's also a time when we will feel the pain of the hurts and rejections that we're still carrying forward. Now, at the same time that we're feeling that, we want to remember that also it's in opposition to Chiron at the same time. And Chiron, of course, being our wounded healer, this transit is asking us to clear out those emotional wounds that we carry forward because they're nothing but baggage. And it's going to be a sing-song or swinging back and forth period. It's like being on a teeter-totter. We're going to feel empowered. We're going to feel disempowered. We're going to feel empowered. We're going to feel disempowered, all thanks to the great gifts of Pluto. So Pluto is going to be pushing that. So while the Cancer energy is about a nurturing, protective, caring, and loving energy, that Pluto opposition is going to help bring out not only the best, but the worst of both. And we're going to be going back and forth. So we can draw strength from those supporting relationships in our lives, but make sure they are supporting. And as I said, many people support us verbally. Who support us through their actions? Those are the ones we want to draw strength from during this transit. And we're going to have this energy for most of the month. With the Venus opposition, it's also a time for deepening our current relationships. We want to make sure we're not deepening them out of need. We're deepening them out of support. And so, as I mentioned, the empowered, disempowered, we want to look at this in our lives. We also want to look at this in the areas of our lives where we're reaching out. Are we reaching out, for instance, in a job, in a career, to a colleague? And are we getting disempowered or empowered by those reaching out? We want to find ways not to attack that relationship or attack that issue, but find how we ourselves, could add empowerment to that connection or that interaction. Because essentially, we can't really shed our lives of everything going on inside of it. Some things maybe we can. But in other areas, what we want to do is add empowerment to that interaction so we don't walk away feeling disempowered. Our goal is to restore balance in our life everywhere. We may find, especially in Cancerian energy, is that we take a disempowering reaction or interaction and we try to offset it by indulging. Whether we indulge in too much food or too much alcohol or or too many stimulants or too much dead time of doing nothing, which is also disempowering if we're not taking an action in a direction that's fulfilling or satisfying to us. So the strong thing that comes out is that with Mars and Scorpio going direct on the 29th of June, the way it did, with our new moon in Cancer, we have tremendous creative power available to us right now. So instead of falling back into that pattern of, okay, I feel disempowered by that, or like in my case, let's have a pizza and ice cream. Instead of falling back into that power pattern, we want to find a way to add a creative new experience to retarget our energy, to retarget our emotions, to create some sense of creative expression or fulfillment in what we're doing in our lives. Pluto is going to provide the passion, Neptune's going to provide the vision for us, and Mars will direct the action. And that's what we want to take out of yesterday's new moon. Did you have any questions or comments about that, Kira?
Well, that actually is, it kind of says to me that there is a lot going on, both astrologically as well as vibrationally, and it seems to be encouraging movement and change. Would you agree with that?
Yes. Part of our pattern for most of us is a stagnation, and we have to shift out of that. Not dramatically. We can take inches, not feet. But we have to shift out of that.
Well, and I think that when things start moving really fast, particularly if there's a certain, if there's any element of chaos in your life or in the world, people have an instinct to just kind of hunker down and ride it out. And right now, that isn't the best course of action. So if you feel yourself kind of withdrawing, holding back, you know, kind of in a way then stagnating yourself, this is the time to go, okay, no, stop. Look at, in this situation, what piece of this do I have control of? What piece of this am I responsible for? And how can I take action versus waiting for the world to change, waiting for someone else to do something? You know, what is the piece of it that you are empowered to do something about? And just by making those little changes, that can shift the equation.
And I absolutely agree with that. And I think it's the most important aspect we can carry. And we need to focus on that this month. As you said, this is our first month of the manifesting cycle. This is the time when we're starting to bring into the reality, to the real world, the physical world, those intentions and desires we've been holding inside. And we've been stifled because so many things were in retrograde, especially with Mars in retrograde. And now it's moving forward, even though it's in that tricky sign of Scorpio. Now it's moving forward, but Mars does not want us to demand it now. Right now, Mars wants us to take steps. And even when you said you're sitting outside in the Casbah, and let's say there's 30 people around and all are expressing universal love for each other, we want to be very clear on who's really sharing love with us by their support, by their actions. And we want to make sure those are the people we're calling on as we take our action. Everybody else may have their expression of universal love, but they're probably all involved in their own lives, which is fine. But those people that do support us, do take action, do take things, we want to make sure we're collaborating with them as we start to shift out of our patterns of ennui and stagnation. And we want to, you know, mutually support. It's collaborative.
No, I was just digesting what you were saying. I think that that's right on target. Very interesting.
Yeah, I'm not telling people to get rid of their families or their friends or anything else, but make sure that we know the difference between those relationships that are going to be supportive, really supportive, and those that we can't support ourselves. We need to be honest with ourselves. If we can't support that relationship, we can't. That doesn't, I'm not talking about discarding. But if we're going to move forward, we have to move forward with support. As you've always said, this is the millennium of the relationship. This is the millennium of the collaboration, of no longer doing it alone. But who are we doing it with? We've got to pay attention to that.
Yeah, and at the same time, I guess what I was thinking through and pondering, we need to be careful in a 9-year that we're not using those other relationships in our life as our excuse to not take action. And that's easy to do, right? It's easy to say, well, if this person was just more supportive, then I could do X, Y, Z.
Absolutely.
And it becomes this slippery slope, right?
I completely agree.
You know, yeah, part of where we're at right now is being kind of very honest with ourselves of, okay, am I going to do this or am I not going to do it? And if I'm not going to do it, it is only for my own reasons, not because so-and-so's to blame and this one's to blame and all these things outside of myself. It's saying, okay, and if I'm not doing that, what am I willing to sign up to do? You know, what am I here? Why do I have this life now? What am I here to be in service for? And all of us are being asked that question.
Right, and I think what you're saying is the pure question of we have to take responsibility for moving or not moving. It's that simple.
Yeah.
And you're absolutely correct. It's not about the people in our lives or the people who are not in our lives that we don't take action. I agree with your point. We have to decide, where can I take action? What action can I take? Maybe it's not the action I thought I could take with these people, or maybe it's not the action that I thought I couldn't take with these people. It just has to be, which action can I take? Which steps can I take? And we have to be willing. Another thing we lose on a lot, Kira, I believe, is that we get impatient. Again, it's sometimes that Mars energy, but right now it's not pushing that hard. It's the impatient of the now, 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 now. If it took us, you know, I'm 62 years old. If it took me 62 years to get here, I can't change it by Friday. I have to be willing to decide which steps I can take going forward.
Well, and I think the other thing that you just said cracked me up, but it illustrates a really good point. It's back to being in this transformational year from a spiritual calendar point of view. The transformation can be this aha in a moment, but for most of us, the transformation is the celebration of ratios of going in the right direction.
Right.
So if you hold yourself, if we all hold ourselves to a standard of, well, I'm not there yet, we're just going to be perpetually frustrated for the next millennia, because the entire Aquarian age is dedicated to transformation, and we're just getting started, right? So if you feel like, oh, it's just the tip of the iceberg, yep, it's just the tip of the iceberg. So,
well, and something you know, I wanted to jump on quick before you move on, I hope you don't mind, is that when you said, if I'm focusing on I'm not there yet, then I'm focusing on not being there.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a couple of shows ago when you said, don't create your affirmations with I want, because then you're creating I want. It's a want I want. I'd never get it. The same thing with I'm not there. If we're focusing on that, we're creating I'm not there, and I'll be not there every day as long as I focus on I'm not there.
Oh, God, it's so true. So very, very, very interesting times upon us.
Yes.
And at the same time, while we're being somewhat brutally honest with ourselves, it is also, and not cut ourselves a lot of slack, it's also strangely a time to be gentle with ourselves and others, right? That there is a lot going on, but the more that we can handle it with self-love, the better we will be navigating the process. So next month is the month of self-love. So we're already going to start feeling that influence. So this isn't the time to get it done by beating ourselves more, right? It's choosing to do it because we love ourselves enough to do what we truly came here to do.
And I'm going to touch on one point about that, and then I know you do have to go, and I don't want to keep you. But the one point, too, that I was going to touch on a little later, but I'm going to hit now, is also this idea of when you talked about being brutally honest with ourselves, it's also a point of identifying what is it that I'm doing. So, for instance, I said, oh, pizza and ice cream. So I need to understand that I'm doing pizza and ice cream maybe to fill something that emotionally is a vacuum in my life. So I see that. But now I have to accept it unflinchingly, unfailingly, and without judgment. And once I can accept my behavior without judgment, it's so much easier to forgive and release it. But as long as I accept my behavior, oh, I did it again, what a bad boy am I, then what happens is I create that cycle of guilt that makes it harder for me to release it. So when you talked about that self-love, it's important for us to accept who we are, where we are, with love and forgiveness, and without judgment, and by doing that, it's easier for us to release behaviors that don't serve us.
Well, and the other thing that's, you know, I lost my thread. Oh, no. There's something that you said that spurred a thought.
Was it about the self-love and forgiveness, the releasing the behavior, the non-judgment?
Oh, when we were on the ice cream, right? If we can then dig a little deeper and have it not be about the ice cream, right, but what is that root cause? Because you can beat yourself up for eating ice cream, but that didn't really fix the, well, why is it that I want ice cream if that's not something that's supporting my health, right?
Yeah, oh, I agree. That's
it's
actually
going all the way back to the root and saying if there is, like you said, something, some hole that's being filled, what is that hole, and is there a healthier way to address that hole? What is that hole telling me?
Sure. As long as we don't condemn the way we're doing it today, but that way we'll be able to release it. I agree. Well, now that we're in full agreement, I know I need to let you go, and I'm going to cut away to a commercial break and come back with a little bit more about the astrology of Wednesday. But, Kirilani, thank you once again for joining us on this new time on Tuesday. I'm sorry. Once I get the days straight. And any final thoughts before you go?
Oh, well, just blessings to everyone as we kick off this manifestation part of the year. And may all your manifestations exceed your wildest hopes and dreams.
Well, thank you again. Many blessings, and we'll be back with more Good Vibrations Radio right after this.
My friend is so much fun.
He's always playing tricks on people.
He is so smart.
In fact, he's one of the most intelligent beings on the planet.
This friend can literally see through me, and I'm not kidding.
My friend races sailboats and always wins.
My friend has no problem hitting a high. No!
My friend can surf waves 25 feet high
with no board.
I'd like to see you try that.
This friend can understand us, but we can't understand him.
He saves lives.
He saves lives.
He saved human lives.
He's always smiling.
But that doesn't mean that he's always happy.
My friend doesn't belong in captivity.
My friend does not belong in captivity.
He doesn't belong in captivity.
His home is in the ocean.
But my friend is in serious trouble.
In fact, he's fighting for his life right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Off the coast of Japan, dolphins and porpoises are driven to a horrible fate.
The most attractive are chosen for life in captivity.
The others are brutally killed.
Their meat, which contains toxic levels of mercury, is sold as food.
Majority of people in Japan don't even know this is happening.
Please help us end this senseless slaughter.
Please help us get the word out.
Please join us in getting the word out.
Help us get the word out.
To find out more,
go to takepart.com/thecove.
We are their biggest threat and their only hope.
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 Welcome to the world of Diamond Consciousness, the unequivocal yes.
With Diamond Alignment, you can experience all the benefits of meditation online in just 6 minutes. Try it once and change your day. Try it every day and change your life.
The diamond energy of joy and equanimity will emanate from you today. Watch the world change around you and have a diamond day.
Welcome back. You're listening to Good Vibrations Radio on Radio Monterey.
And this is Solazar. Thank you so much for listening. Now, in this first half of the show, Kirilani shared her energy with the Go With The Flow, and I shared quite a bit about the energy of the new moon yesterday on the 4th. But there are a couple of aspects coming up tomorrow, Wednesday, and the day after, Thursday, that are important to keep in mind as we move forward in this week. Now, as I mentioned, that new moon energy, those aspects, are going to carry that energy throughout most of the month. This is a time for healing, for us to dig in deep, to be honest with ourselves, and to clarify and clear out. Tomorrow, however, at 1:17 p.m., Pacific. Let me check that. If something's wrong with my note here, and I just want to check that on my ephemeris. It is 1:17 p.m. Pacific. Venus in Cancer will trine Mars in Scorpio. Now, many of you know that a trine is a beneficial or harmonious aspect. It's 120 degrees between the planets in their positions in their signs. And so Venus in Cancer is trining Mars in Scorpio. And while they don't normally communicate well, Venus being our planet of beauty and harmony and attraction and love, and Mars being that drive, that energy, that vigor, that initiative, this, because it is a trine, will be a good aspect. And a trine is always a fated aspect. What does that mean? It means it's predestined or predetermined. In many cases, it's pre-planned by us. For those who believe we go off into the collective after we pass through this physical life, you may also recognize that we believe we choose our next life. And when we choose that life, we plan out some things we're going to do in it. We don't consciously remember that through the process of being born, but it has been done nonetheless. So this aspect tomorrow is fated. So whatever happens Wednesday was meant to happen, most likely planned out a long time ago. And it's a universal trine, which means this energy affects everyone. But it still means that something will be brought into your life that's both beneficial and meant to be. And while it involves Venus in Cancer, which is about home and relationships, fixing your home, buying a home, painting a home, furnishing a home, adding a new addition to the home, which can include pets or people, with Mars direct in Scorpio, the influence of this trine will go far beyond just home. So you can make progress in work, since you're more comfortable expressing yourself and exerting yourself in a far less threatening manner than you might expect from a Mars moving direct. This energy allows you to exert without intimidating, which is very important. Wednesday, tomorrow, is a good day if you have to make a presentation. You'll be a straight talker. The presentation could be one person or 5,000. You'll be a straight talker. Big or small, something really nice will happen to you tomorrow. Now, while a trine is always beneficial in nature, they don't always start out smoothly. So even with our planned, fated event, a beneficial event, our day may start out with a bit of drama, but it will resolve benevolently. So do what you can to minimize drama, which is going to be important going into Thursday as well. But tomorrow will be a good day full of progress, potential, and long overdue communication with others. So expect the best, regardless of how your day starts tomorrow. Expect the best. The best is coming. Now, on Thursday, Venus in Cancer will square Uranus in Aries. And as many of you know, a square is not considered a beneficial aspect. It's challenging, usually stressful, and it's a 90-degree angle between the two planets and their signs. Now, this is our love bunny Venus, starts the day at 7:25 a.m. Pacific on Thursday. It starts the day arguing with our planet of nothing is ever good enough, we must change, bring on the revolution, planet of Uranus, which is sitting in the me first, every man for himself sign of Aries. So there's a good chance Thursday will be a little bumpy. So watch for arguments with those closest to you. And many people will be charged by this aspect. It will never be clear in any arguments you have who really started it. What was the real trigger point? So don't start throwing out all the stockpiled resentments, disappointments, disagreements, past slights, hurts, wounds, injustices, indignities that are unresolved by you, because that is your stuff, not the other person's stuff. If it's unresolved in you, it's your stuff. You need to release it. But don't release it at the people on Thursday when everyone is getting a little dramatic. Expect some will do that with you as well. They will confront you with their unresolved issues about you and have to throw it up in your face. And this is a good time to remember the four agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. And one is be impeccable with your word. Be honest. Speak the truth. Do not speak to hurt or harm. And only speak for clarity. If you cannot say something kind, say nothing. Remember, as Michael Chase taught us, am I being kind? So when we're being impeccable with our word, we want to remember, am I being kind before we express those words? The second of the four agreements was don't take anything personally. Everyone cares most about themselves. They are not concerned with you. When others hurtfully speak toward you, they're trying to release their pain by giving it to you. Don't accept it. Let it go by. No matter what they say, let it go by. Don't make assumptions is number three. Don't assume you know why something is done or something is said. If you don't, if you're unclear or uncertain, ask questions. Stop assuming. And number four is always do your best. Our best is variable. Our best is doing the best we can in any given moment. So it's important on Thursday that we avoid the drama. If we avoid the drama, we may be able to create change. If we engage the drama, we will only create challenge and more drama. So remember, be impeccable with your word. Before you speak, am I being kind? Number two, don't take anything personally. Number three, don't make assumptions. And number four, always do your best. And don't flirt with other people because it's new. This is not the time, especially for those in relationships, to meet new people and go off flirting. It's not good. Nothing will come of good of flirting, expanding, or extending on Thursday just because something is new. Somebody presents a new idea, don't say, hey, that's new, I've got to do it. Somebody introduces you to a new person, don't say, hey, that's new, I got to do them. This is not a good day for new relationships unless you want arguments and fights created as the foundation of the relationship. And in closing, as the Knight Templar said to Indiana Jones in the Last Crusade movie, choose wisely. Your choices may stay with you for quite some time. Choose wisely. We'll be back Wednesday from 5 to 6 p.m., and we'll also be back Thursday with Spirit Talk with Israel Hurtado. Thank you for listening. Many blessings. Namaste.
Gotta keep those lavender vibrations of happening with her. Gotta keep those lavender vibrations of happening with her. Gotta keep those lavender vibrations. Ah, good vibrations.